make someone more manly?
Because you got to deal with the gas and the oil mix, and you got to like pull on it.
You think I want to do that?
You just push a button with the electric.
I am not manly.
I know. That's what I'm saying to you. Avoid, avoid, avoid.
The smells on my hands?
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
This is Cecilia Katchik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC ACRA. 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Field recordings, found sounds, soundscapes, ambience.
Bells, bugs,
whispers, and plinks.
Hosted by
Stephen Bradley
and Edward Rahelstreet.
Every fifth Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Bells, bugs, whispers, and plinks.
On WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC.org.
Basilica Hudson's Farm and Flea Summer Market is back July 12th and 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Visitors can play, learn, eat, and...
Thank you. Attention, adults. Attention, adults. Attention, adults. Attention, adults.
We are in bed at night. I can see what you want. You want me, yes, you do. I see.
Hello. Hello, dear listeners of the WGXC airwaves. That's right, this is WGXC. That's 90.7 FM on the radio dial, WGXC.org on the internet. I'm Alana. I'm not usually on at 6 o'clock on a Thursday, but I'm very happy to be here today because it's the Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive, as you might have ascertained. I'm just sitting here in the woods with the crickets. Thank you to Tom and Sella from Hudson holding it down on the Thursday afternoon show, as always. Yeah, so I normally do a show called There There, which is on once a month on the first Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. It's mostly music, but I also play, you know, spoken word recordings, soundscapes, mysterious burblings, whatever, you know, whatever floats up from my subconscious that month. I hope this isn't too loud. Am I too loud in your ear? I hope not. So I'm happy to be here on the radio for this special broadcast because we're having this pledge drive. You know, we do it two or three times a year. If you're a longtime WGXC listener, then you know that happens every once in a while. It's pledge drive time. It's pledge drive time. And you know what that means? It's time to go to WGXC.org/donate. And make a little contribution to your favorite local station. Now is the moment. It's a really, really good idea to do it right now. If you're home, if you're not far from your computer or your phone, just go on there and just, you know. This is the one time we're a non-commercial station. This is the one time where we can tell you to do something. We can tell you to donate to WGXC and help us stay on the airwaves. That's how we persevere year after year, is from the support from our listeners, our wonderful, loyal listeners. We are so grateful to all of you who support us. Many of you support us every month, and we're especially grateful for that. But we're also grateful for everyone who makes individual donations whenever they can, whenever there's a pledge drive or whenever they just have a little extra. You can set the amount You can do it recurring every month and be a sustaining supporter. And it's a really important part of our operating budget. We're a very bare bones, freeform community listener supported station. We are not commercial. We don't have ads. We don't get government funding. That's not true. We are WGXC was founded by the nonprofit that is now called Wave Farm, and Wave Farm does get grants and individual contributions to support its many wonderful programs, its transmission arts experimental sound programs, its residency program over in Greene County at Wave Farm in Caro, or rather in Acre near Caro. That's near Wyndham, or between Catskill and Wyndham, if you're not sure exactly where that is, in Greene County. Beautiful, amazing place, worth a visit if you have the opportunity to visit the art park there, and the Transmission Arts Library. You can find out all about that by going to wavefarm.org. The way we do what we do is, you know, these different funding sources. And as everyone in the arts is aware, the federal government, the current administration is trying to take a sledgehammer, I don't know, all kinds of things to pretty much all the national arts funding. It's a pretty radical move, and not radical in a good way. Basically just trying to cut, you know, many already promised grants. Wave Farm is among the many, many organizations that has had grants canceled that were already approved and that were already part of the budget. So it's especially crucial right now, if you have a little extra and if you love this station, to chip in a few bucks. It's wgxc.org/donate is where you can do it. It's very easy. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a listener. Whether you're just tuning in for the first time, whether you're just in your car turning the radio dial and happened upon this, or whether you listen to WGXC all the time, we appreciate you. You are what make me. You make me who I am at this moment, but no, you make us who we are. And part of the theme of the Ripples Make Waves pledge drive is that this is part of our philosophical concept. The river is made up of droplets, and each is valuable. So you are valuable. You are a droplet. Who is in our pond? You, if you're listening, you're in our pond. There are many ponds, and some ponds flow into other ponds and rivers, and they all ripple. They all have an effect. So thank you for listening to us, for supporting us, for believing in us. WGXC.org/donate is, again, how you make a contribution during our pledge drive this week. Now is the chance. Thank you to all the volunteer programmers who do their shows, who've been doing special broadcasts, both in person and remote, for this pledge drive, to make it happen, make it fun. Everyone who came out to the Catskill studio this past weekend, there was a lot of wonderful hijinks going on. So, we're grateful for all of it. So what did I play? I played, Pizzicato 5, an old fave, Baby Love Child, and started off the show with Playfully by Esquivel. I'm going to play a little more music, and I'll be back to talk to you in a little bit. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
first time, and I don't know when. We were so close once upon a time. There were 12 of us kids at home, 6 girls, 6 boys, and dad and mom. But that was in the better part of life we've left behind. Remember that old swimming hole where we would swim so long ago? All them possum grapes and muscadine. Drunk on homemade wine. That was in the better part of life we've left behind. Life was simple for us then, if only it could be again. How I wish we could go back in time. But time moves on and nothing lasts except the memories from the past. Memories from the better part of life we've left behind. Remember how we'd talk as kids of what we'd be when we got big, and all the dreams that we held in our minds. I wanted to be a singing star, and you all said I'd go far, but that was in the better part of life we've left behind. Remember all the fun we had back when they say times were bad, life was good to us and things were fine. We had fun and we had love and a mom and dad to care for us, but that was in the better part of life we've left behind. Life was simple for us then, if only it could be again. How I wish we could go back in time. But life moves on and nothing lasts except the memories from the past. Memories from the better part life we've left behind. Sweet memories from the better part of life we've left behind. Hello, I'm back, and so are the little crickets. Yes, here in the woods, just doing their cricket things. You're listening to WGXC. I'm Alana, your host, and I'm sitting in for the Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive special show tonight. We're asking you to help support this station. Now is the time. Now is the day. We really do need your support. It's a tough time right now for all nonprofits, in particular small ones like this one. They're on a really lean budget and just lost some promised grant funding. We really need your help. It's about 50% of our operating costs are made up from listener support. And in this pledge drive, we're trying to do a fixed number of individual contributions to reach our goal. 250 donations of any amount. Now is the time. You can be one of those 250. Go to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you so much. I have a special guest here in the studio, a surprise last-minute guest I'm very grateful for. Mr. Jeff Economy, hello.
Hello.
Hello, let's see if we can hear you. Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
There you are. There's your voluminous, that's not the right word, your resonant voice.
Voluminous? Have you repeated me many times over? Am I echoing into a void?
Yes, now you're voluminous. Thank you for tuning in. Jeff Economy is a radio pro.
That's not true. To be a pro, I'd have to get paid.
Oh, that's right. You're not a radio pro, and neither am I. Dun, dun, dun. Wah, wah. But that's not why we host shows here on WGXC. We're not here to be pros. We're here to share our love of the airwaves and of radio and music and sounds and you, our love of you, the anonymous listener.
The royal listener.
The royal listener.
Yes.
There may be thousands of listeners, but there's only one listener.
Well, I say the royal listener just in a rhetorical, grammatical sense, not in the sense of there being kings and queens, because F that noise.
No kings. No. Except Kings County is fine. I have no problem with Kings County. That's all good.
You can name a county. That's valid.
Yeah, no pretend kings who are really just sociopaths. Anyway, let's not go down that road right now. Thank you for joining us today to help support this pledge drive. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're raising money for the station. If you'd like to make a donation, now is the time. You can go to wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. So Jeff is here sitting in. The reason that he is here today is that he is also a host on the station, has his own show, and has for quite a few years. How many years have you had a show?
It's been 8 years. It was 8 years in April.
Wow. Time just goes by. So what's the name of your show? I'm going to play dumb like I don't know what it is. What's the name of your show?
It's called Snack Point Charlie.
Well, that's a wacky name.
Isn't it, though?
So now you have to tell the story. You probably haven't done this in a long time on the air. What's the story of where'd you come up with that name?
I'm not sure anyone's ever asked me that on the air. But where that comes from is, those of you who have been to Berlin might be aware of what happened to Checkpoint Charlie, the famous crossing point at the Berlin Wall between the East and the West during World War II. The first time I went to Berlin, I asked my friends there who I was staying with, hey, whatever happened to Checkpoint Charlie? And they said, well, you're not going to believe it, but it's now a food court and it's called Snack Point Charlie.
That's bananas.
That's what I said. Maybe not that exact word, but roughly the same sentiment. And if you go there, you can have your photograph taken with someone in a, I don't remember if it's a Russian army uniform or if it's German, but then you get to, you know, pose like you're being interrogated.
Oh, wow. Great. So what kind of food, are they serving at Snack Point, Charlie?
Whatever it is, I don't want to eat it.
Although you're going to Berlin, don't eat there.
It's probably currywurst or doner kebab or something, because that's what you get everywhere.
It's so surreal that that's a thing.
My goal is to make the phrase Snack Point Charlie rise higher in the Google rankings than the actual place in
the
actual Snack Point Charlie in Berlin.
What made it the was it the primary cut? Because there was more than one place to cross.
Yeah, that
east
was
to
just
west.
the most used and the most well known.
Yeah. Well, here we are. And can you tell me a little bit about what Snack Point Charlie attempts to encompass in the sonic realm?
Well, that's a big question in a narrow range. I just wanted to play music that I was discovering from around the world. You know, things from Central Africa and things from Indonesia and things from Russia or South America, or, you know, some pop music from Quito in the 60s, or some, you know, Thai rap from 2 years ago, or, you know, you name it. I've been a music writer for a number of years and a music fan for longer, and I got really just kind of tired of a lot of the American pop and rock. There's nothing wrong with it. I love a lot of it. I just got kind of bored. Mm. And I started hearing things from elsewhere, like, you know, Mulatu Astake was one of the first ones that kind of opened my ears, the Ethiopian band leader.
And that led me down a lot of rabbit holes. And once you start poking into those holes, you realize that there's a whole warren under there, and you can just go down those tunnels forever and in many different directions.
Mm, oh, yeah. I've definitely, from listening to your show, been turned on to stuff that I wouldn't have known about that has been exciting to me. So I'm grateful for Snack Point, Charlie.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and thinking back, it's been 8 years. You know, 8 years ago, I feel like nowadays there's a lot more international music that's getting played kind of on, I don't know if I want to say mainstream, but I just feel like it's sort of circulating among the more indie rock world, you know, listeners more now than it was 8 years ago. Maybe you knowingly or not helped push that out a little bit.
Well, you know, I don't take any credit for that, but I definitely wanted to encourage people to hear things that they weren't listening to or explore something they weren't, you know, knowledgeable about before. I hear a lot more of this sort of thing in restaurants and bars, and it's kind of playing in the background in a matter-of-fact way, in a way that it wasn't before, and I find that pretty encouraging, that the people who are listening to things and just playing things in their stores or whatever, that many people I've heard are gravitating towards that instead of just another American pop singer, which, again, I'm not knocking. I just think it's cool that people are into other things.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, stating the obvious, but when we were younger or whatever, when people are teenagers, you tend to kind of lock into what's your sound, what's your identity, what's your thing, this is my music. And sometimes it can be very narrow and specific, like I only listen to speed metal or whatever it is. And now it definitely seems to be a sort of embracing a variety of styles seems to be more the norm now.
Yeah, I think there's certainly more room for it. You know, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, first discovering music, if I wanted to try to find some African funk or some, you know, psychedelic, from psychedelic music from Indonesia or something in the late 60s, I wouldn't even know where to start. I wouldn't know where to find it. I mean, it would have been considered so weird and fringe, and it just wasn't accessible. And that stuff started to become more accessible with the proliferation of music blogs in the late 90s. I think it's, you know, part of my mission, as it were. It's not always stated outright, but it's just to try to get people to approach this sort of music without thinking you have to have some sort of musicology degree,
mm-hmm.
or like you have to be really steeped in what's going on in Syria or whatever. It's just, I play what I like.
Yeah.
You know, I think you should be able to just hear something and go, oh, that's intriguing, and get your ear hooked by that and not worry about where it came from or whether or not it's cool or whatever.
Yeah. I was just thinking about how there's a lot of, you know, in a lot of other countries, you know, there was a period of time where American pop music was like the thing that people were trying to consume, you know, in addition to whatever their local music was. And I wonder now that international music is sort of, at least from my perspective, getting a lot more cred or whatever. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous that it didn't happen sooner, but, you know, recognition from like United States programmers or whatever, is it somehow changing how people in other countries are centering like popular music? Is like American pop music not as much considered the, you know, ooh, we want to sound like the Beatles or, you know, Jimi Hendrix or whatever?
It's hard to say. I feel like as we're hearing more and more things,
and I know the Beatles are British, but, you know, just had to say that.
Well, yeah. But I think as more people are kind of gravitating towards, for instance, you know, J-pop or K-pop or any of that stuff, you know, there's a lot of listeners for something like, you know, BTS or whatever.
Yeah.
But to me, it just sounds like everything is getting assimilated and that a lot of the regional specificity is getting lost. Like, you might have people singing in Korean or whatever, but it doesn't have as much of the local character, you know?
Oh, that's just like pop music, like sort of overproduced. big budget pop music you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's a, you know, it's, there's a lot of stuff in the underground, you know, that's just sort of bubbling below the surface. You got to dig a little deeper to find it, but maybe not that far. You know, if you go on Bandcamp and you look up a couple of tracks by, some modern practitioner, if you look up like M. Du Mokhtar comes to mind, he's probably the most popular of the African musicians in the moment. You know, you look at an account there, and then suddenly you've got seven things at the bottom of the page. Oh, you might also like this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I find a lot of what I listen to, and I have found, in that it becomes like this fractal thing. You click on that, and then that page has got like seven things, and that thing has got seven things, and so on and so on.
So that's not an algorithm we're talking about.
Sure.
It is.
It's sort of, it is, but, you know, it's an algorithm that serves me anyway.
Yeah. Finally, a good algorithm. Thank you. And, you know, this is a perfect, just side note, that one of the great things about WGXC is that the programmers, music programmers, can really play anything they want. We're not locked into any kind of particular programming with, you know, aside from our FCC, basic guidelines. We can play any music we want. That's one of the most remarkable, wonderful things about Freeform Radio in general and WGXC in particular. So if you want this to continue, we really do need your support. We're having our pledge drive right now, our Ripples Make Waves pledge drive. If you're just tuning in, please, please go to your computer or your phone right now and go to WGXC.org/donate and make a contribution. You contribute $10, $20, $100, $500, whatever you think you can do. We really need your support this time. We always need your support, but even more now, to really just like keep operating, because it's tenuous. I'm not going to lie, you know, with losing funding and, you know, all the obstacles that nonprofits have. If you love this mode of freeform radio, please, please support us now. WGXC.org/donate.
Yeah, that's WGXC.org/donate. And what you're saying about the programmers being allowed to play whatever they want, I mean, it's even more than that. Anyone who's a programmer on the station is bringing what they know to it. They're, you know, like anyone who's playing music is digging into their own record collection and digging into their own knowledge. And none of us are doing it to get paid. I mean, we don't get paid. That's fine. Yeah. It's not a commercial enterprise. It's all from love and enthusiasm.
It's a pond. It's ripples in a pond. No, we're all influencing each other. I mean, that's one of the best things for me is like being influenced by the other programmers at the station and getting interested in seeing what they're into. What are they playing? And, you know, that's expanded my brain in so many ways.
Yeah. I mean, I've certainly played things that I heard on someone else's show first. And I once or twice people have told me they've done that from things they've heard on my show. So, I mean, I think it's a circular thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's wider circles than just within the programmers on the station.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, and part of the mission with my show is to just make people think about music from other parts of the world as not particularly exotic or weird or freaky. Just like, okay, they come from different traditions. They come from different worlds, and it's evolved in a different way. But if you live there, it's local music.
Yeah.
It's not weird to them. You know, and so I want it to be, you know, I want there to be connections and people to hear similarities between, you know, some weird thing from one genre and something else across the world and to go, oh, those are actually really similar. And they're both kind of accessible. They don't necessarily sound like what I'm already listening to, but, you know, to kind of plant those seeds so that when we think about these places in the world that are being sort of I don't want to get overly heavy-handed, but, you know, we're talking about countries that you know, are being bombed, et cetera. There's people who live there.
Yeah.
They're just going about their lives like we are.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
you know, you just, I want to encourage people to remember that these are other human beings.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm not, you know, I'll go there. I'll spell it out or just not, just in terms of like, we're talking about shared humanity here, you know, like, we're thinking about other cultures and, you know, I just feel that our, you know, this is not a surprise to anyone, but the, you know, Trump and our government, you know, that they've and really just the whole right wing of the Republican Party has just kind of capitalized on this idea of xenophobia, of just like thinking of people who are from other places as suspect or as evil or as deranged or whatever, you know, ridiculous, you know, insults they like to, you know, but there's this idea of like fear of the other, basically. And it's the oldest thing, you know, it's so tired. It's so like, we're so beyond that, but they, you know, it's really, they really use it as a tool, you know, to control and to, you know, get support and have, you know, it's just, you've heard it all before, but it's totally wrong. It's totally wrong. And we need to be a force for good here on WGXC and actually, you know, celebrate our shared humanity and all of our differences and all of our, you know, all of our ripples and reverberations that we send out, all of our sonic bubbles and burbles and boobles.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I can't speak for everybody on the station, but that kind of speaks to what I'm trying to do.
That's good. I'm glad. So I wanted to ask you, before I do though, just remind people, we're having our pledge drive right now. Please go to wgxc.org/donate to make a contribution. You can become a sustaining supporter and give every month, which a lot of our regular listeners do, or you can give a one-time contribution of any amount. Right now, wgxc.org/donate. We're trying to make it to 250 donations. That's not that many this week for this pledge drive. We need to meet our goal, so please do it now, wgxc.org/donate. I wanted to ask you, before we play a little more music, so I wanted to ask you, when did you first realize, not just that like, oh, this is cool, but that you're like, oh, I'm a music person, like as a young fellow?
Well, I don't know that I thought of myself that way, but I definitely... I mean, for kind of as long as I can remember, I've always had an ear for it in ways that I didn't really understand were different or not standard or whatever. I remember picking up the, you know, the radio and being really intrigued by what I was hearing, and the radio was really important to me. Those things that would just appear at random were hugely influential. I grew up in an environment that was somewhat conservative, I mean, definitely conservative, but somewhat kind of restrictive and somewhat suffocating. And anything that gave me insight or a little sliver into culture that I wasn't otherwise going to get exposed to was a big deal. And I remember our house flooded when I was a kid. It happened a couple times, and we lost everything that was in storage in the basement. It was kind of a mess. And we were digging out after one of these floods, and I found a radio, and I remember, and I asked my parents, oh, can I have this radio? And they're like, sure, yeah, I can have a radio. And that was a really big deal. It seemed like it was something that was forbidden. And the fact that I could just have it and it was mine was a big deal.
That's beautiful.
And I remember thinking quietly to myself, I didn't say this out loud, but I remember thinking, okay, whatever station this radio is tuned to, this is going to be the music I'm going to listen to for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What was
it? Which is kind of ridiculous. But it was there were two big AM stations in Chicago in the 60s and 70s, WCFL and WLS, both top 40 stations.
Okay.
And I don't remember which one of those it was tuned to, but it was one of those. And I turned it on, and it was that station, and I remember thinking, like, oh, this is great. Oh, thank you. Like, this is such a, oh, I'm glad I got the good station.
Do you remember what the song was?
No idea.
The good station.
But it was like, oh, if I had made that promise or to myself, and then it was, like, easy listening, would I have felt like I had to, you know, dedicate my life to Mantovani or whatever?
Hopefully it was Styx that you were listening to.
This is not Styx.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, the first record I ever bought was Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. It could have been that.
Well, that's delightful. And, you know, I hope that radio holds that special place for a lot of you listeners out there. You, I'm talking to you, the royal you.
Well, but you know, that's what we're all doing. Like, I want to do this radio show that hopefully if you just stumble upon it at random, you go, what in the world is that? And it catches your ear in a way that makes you want to hear more. And that's the kind of thing that needs some support. You know, we don't have a lot of institutional support. There's not, and what was there, a lot of that has gone away.
Yeah.
So if you like it, if you hear that and it speaks to you, you know, we're not asking for a lot. We're not saying, no, you know, hand over, you know, don't, we're not saying, you know, leave everything in your estate to WGXC in your will.
We're just asking you to do that to me personally. Ha ha.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to. I'm not just kidding. That. I'm just saying that's not what we're realistically hoping for. But if you go to WGXC.org/donate and you donate $5, $10, whether it's a one-time donation or a sustaining support, you know, every little bit helps keep the station on the air.
That's right. Indeed. Thank you so much for listening. Did you bring something to read?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were fondling a book or something. So I'm just going to tell folks what I was playing a little earlier in the last set. We heard Better Part of a Life by Dolly Parton. Before that, Rosie by Lower Dens. Let's Go by the Feelies. Wake Up by Sudan Archives. And Se Acabo by Santana. Yeah, we just have a little bit more time. Let's see who's going to be on the air at 7 to continue this wonderful Pledge Drive marathon that we're in. I'm taking a look now to see who's up next. I think it might be Poet Radio. Chris Funkhauser. Let's see if I'm right about that. Yes. Okay, great. Chris Funkhauser, who's also been on the station for many years with his poetry show, Poet Radio, is this month is doing a Cole Heinowitz tribute. And I'm going to read the description here. This month's Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive edition of the show pays tribute to Cole Heinowitz, a Bard professor who was a gifted and multifaceted artist and scholar. Cole was a dear friend of the program whose work was featured here on several occasions. Cole passed away last month at the age of 50. So that's what you have to look forward to at 7 o'clock in just a few minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Mr. Economy, before we head back into the musical vibes?
Just that, you know, we're all in this together. Everyone is doing their bit to make our environment more hospitable and more, more fun, a more fun place to be.
Right.
You know, I mean, that sounds really dippy.
These ain't fun times. Let's try to make them fun times.
But that's kind of true. And all of these, anything that separates people and divides them and is not your friend. I mean, there's this whole myth of American exceptionalism. Okay, I heard someone turn a radio off. But there's this whole idea that, you know,
wah, wah.
That, oh, we're so amazing. And, you know, we are. You know, we're amazing as a people who can work collectively. And it's going to take some collective effort, among other things, to keep all the cultural things going that we could count on a little more support from the government in the past, from our institutions, and that's all going away. And if you want to keep these systems going, you know, you're going to have to participate in one way or another.
It's so true.
You know, and if you want to keep this station going, you can go to wgxc.org/donate, and whatever you can spare would be welcome.
And do it and help keep this exceptional miracle. It's true. The United States is exceptional, and it's a miracle that we've accomplished everything we have together in these years that we've been an entity. And we want to solidify that. So that was, thank you. That was beautifully said. Thank you for joining me. We're going to take it out with a couple more songs. Let's hear Married to a Mermaid.
There was a gay young farmer who lived on Salisbury Plain. He loved the rich knight's daughter dear, and she loved him again. The knight was so distressed that they should sweethearts be, that he had the farmer soon christened, and he whipped him off to sea. Singing, Rule Britannia, two tanners make a bob, five make two, and six and one, four is nob. 'Twas on the deep Atlantic, mid the equinoctial gales, the young farmer fell overboard among the sharks and whales. He disappeared so quickly, headlong down went he, and he went out of sight like a streak of light to the bottom of the deep blue sea. Singing, Rule Britannia, two tanners make a bob, five make two, and six and one, four is nob. We lowered a boat to find him, we thought to see his corpse. When up to the top he came with a shock and said in a voice so hoarse, My shipmates and my messmates, oh, do not weep for me, for I'm married to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea. Singing, Rule Britannia, two tanners make a bob, five make two, and six and one, four is nob.